was what deer name at number two, Patrick?
Yeah, it was quite special here.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was quite special to hear my name selected as a second overall, so it was the best day of and a moment of my life so far.
What was the day like for you? Were you nervous going into
it? Not so much, just hanging around and not thinking about the draft. And when the draft started, then I was nervous, but not anymore.
You heard a lot about you might go to Winnipeg when finally they called your name. What went through your mind?
Yeah, of course, I was happy to be selected as a second player, and it's just amazing to be part of their organization and their city, and just looking forward to it. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a relief to finally know that what is my next team, and I don't have to think about those things anymore. Just focus on the Winnipeg and just practicing.
Have you thought about that team and who you might be playing with the next
season? Not yet. There's not been so much time that I could think about those things. And of course, in some point, I will maybe think about more of those things at the team, but not yet.
Do you know much about Winnipeg,
Patrick? Not so much. I've heard that it's pretty cold out there, and it's a big city and nice city, and those are the things I know.
Obviously, Teemu Selanne is a legend over in Finland. The fact that, he was a star in Winnipeg, that you know about that and everything that goes along with it when he plays for the Jets?
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I think it's easier to go there if the city and the organization know something about the Finnish people and Finnish players, so I hope that I could maybe do the same someday.
Patrick, are you surprised that your countryman, didn't get drafted third overall? You went the number four?
I'm not going to say anything about that. That was their decision, and I said earlier that anything can happen in these things, and that just happened, and I'm just happy for him and for everybody. Yeah.
What kind of player is Edmonton getting?
I think powerful and good skater, and who can also score, and is a physical and kind of power forward who can score.
Expectations you have for yourself for your rookie season in the fall?
Now I don't have any expectations. I just want to earn my spot in the team, and I just want to play in the NHL, and that's my next season's goal.
So we can see you want to work on over the course of the summer?
Maybe explosiveness, because it's the smaller ice, so I have to do everything quicker than in Finland, so I think just power to my legs, then it's good.
How difficult is that adjustment going to be, given the
negative? I think it will go just fine to go there and adjust to the rink and the ice and the game there. I think it will be just good.
Patrick, what did you do last summer to have such a good season that you just finished?
Just practice hard. That's the most important thing, and just practice and eat good and sleep well, and you have to finish all of those things as well as you can.
What's your best quality as a player?
I think my offensive game. I think I'm pretty good at that, and scoring goals and creating chances.
Was it everything you dreamed it would be?
Was
today everything you dreamed it would be?
Basically, yes. I've been waiting for this moment now 18 years, and it's over now. So I'm just really happy and really proud of myself, and just honored to be here.
Do you have any of your old coaches here with you as part of your group of 15 or
not? No, I have family and friends.
Do you think of just going to the Edmonton Oilers instead of
I'm not going to say anything about that. It's all of those teams are good, and I think he's going to have a good career and a rookie season there, and I think it will be a good place. He's a good skater, and he's physical, and he can also score, and he's good at offensive zone also, and he's just good. Yeah, I hope so.
I know you weren't born when Timo Solani played his rookie contract, but what do you know about that, his legacy in that city, what he did in that city?
I know that he scored a couple of goals in the rookie season, and I think the city kind of explode from those moments, and I think he's a huge person in Winnipeg, and I hope that I can be that kind of person someday.
Yeah, I mean, we hear about how you're a pure scorer, a guy that can provide some offense. Do you expect to be able to step in next year and be a part of this team?
Yeah, I hope so. I will do everything I can to be part of that team and earn my spot in the roster, and I will practice hard and hope that if I get the chance, I will use it.
Patrick, before you actually played with the Jets, obviously the World Cup, how does that change the way that you prepare for the regular season?
Of course, it gives you a lot of motivation to be on a World Cup team and be drafted second overall, so I don't think it's gonna change. Not gonna change anything about my training and everything. I'm just gonna train as good as I can, and let's see what's the result after the summer.
What's it been like for you to be added to that team, and then combine that with being drafted?
Yeah, that was a huge thing to be selected to the World Cup team with the best players in Finland and all around the world. So it's an honor to be part of that team and part of that tournament, and I just want to show everybody that I'm a good player and I can play there.